Welcome to 2 out of 3 Recommend. I'm Lee.
And I'm Brett.
We're two brothers out of three getting together to chat
and recommend drinks, movies, shows, and things to keep you busy.
Welcome to another episode of 2 out of 3 Recommend. We are two out of three brothers talking about stuff. How are you, Brett?
Good. Talking about stuff.
Talking about stuff.
How are you, Lee?
Good. People like our Aussie accents.
Fair dinkum.
Not from Aussie.
Fair dinkum.
I wonder. Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
It's so funny when you travel and people are like, oh, you have an accent. I'm like, no, you have the accent.
Yeah.
Like, you sound weird to me.
Yeah, well, that's what accents
even
are.
Even though there's more of you.
Yeah.
Did you ask me how I was?
I did, and you said good.
Yeah. No, I am good. Did you tell me you're good?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah. And nah, yeah.
You know what I didn't tell you?
Drink. Oh, okay. I found a Bilsons we haven't tried yet.
I was near Beechworth not long ago.
Oh, you should have got a Bilsons.
There were Bilsons at this party. I should have had a Bilsons.
Bilsons Tropical, which I don't believe we've tried.
No, I don't believe. I don't recognize the can, but look, it's Bilsons.
It's tropical.
You know what it is by now, listeners.
I also did see the Tangle one. I thought, I love the Tangle one. Let's just have it again. Yeah. But I thought we'll try something else.
All right.
Tropical.
Cool.
Cheers.
Mmm. Passiona. Yep. But not quite passiona. There's something different in that. Let me
just... There's something sweeter on the top of it.
You know what I want to say? This is going to sound weird. Mandarin.
Not a tropical fruit. But I understand.
Also, it doesn't have the
banana
ingredients.
Banana.
Oh, maybe.
It's banana.
I reckon it's got mandarin in it.
Pineapple, apple, passion fruit, and banana.
Pineapple, apple, orange, pear. Yeah. Huh.
It doesn't have ingredients. You're right. Maybe the box does. We'll look at that later.
Yeah.
Do you have something to go with it? It's here.
I do. Do we have another 5-minute conversation about Pringles again?
I haven't. Is this guy winking at you?
He is winking at me, the bastard.
Okay.
So, continuing on our world of barbecue Pringles
All right.
tour.
Yes, yes. Let's do it.
This time it is char-grilled Korean barbecue flavor.
Okay. Does that mean we need to cook it ourselves?
Yeah. So there's just raw potato in here.
Yeah, and then you have to make your own little hot pot.
Oh, that's an interesting smell.
When does the Pringle man wink at you? I'm Googling.
That's so weird. Ready?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Mm,
cheers.
Cheers. Hmm.
I think it's definitely different to the South American.
It is. Difference doesn't mean better.
This has capsicum in it.
Yeah.
Yep. The other one didn't.
That's it.
All right.
Yep. Dehydrated potato, vegetable oils, wheat starch, rice flour, sugar, emulsifier, probably shouldn't read this if you want to be healthy. Yeah. Maltodextrin salt, flavor enhancers, 3 of them, flavors, soy sauce powder, vegetable powders, onion, garlic, yeast extract powder, acidity regulator, black pepper powder, chicken meat powder, chili powder, and colour.
You know what I love? I read during the week for my cooking class that you, on the ingredients, you don't have to say what flavours. You can just say natural flavours.
Flavours.
Or flavours.
You know,
and this certainly does have flavours.
You know the natural confectionery company make vegan lollies?
Mmm.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
If I want a lolly, I want ground up beef bones in there.
Horse hooves are the best part of a lolly for me.
Yeah. Why do you think Clag tastes so good?
Yeah. Speaking of Clag.
Yeah.
I learned a tip for cooking rice. All right. I used to steam rice, right? You just bring it to the boil.
Yeah, I've got another tip for you.
And then turn it off and let it sit there for 15 minutes.
Okay.
And you leave the lid on. and it just absorbs the steam. Off. It just absorbs the steam.
Right.
Right? So my assistant in these cooking classes that I've been running, her recipe is wash the rice.
Oh.
Which you need to wash a lot of the starch off.
Okay.
Otherwise, that's what makes it horse hoofy, claggy.
Yeah.
Then wash the rice, put it in with 1/3, a half more water than rice. So if you've got half a cup of rice. Yeah, if you've got half a cup of rice, 3/4 of a cup of water.
Oh, so less water than rice.
No.
You said half a cup.
Half a cup of rice, 3/4 of a cup. This was the recipe we made today.
Yeah.
And then bring that to the boil, then turn it down to very low.
Yeah.
For 8 minutes.
Okay.
And then off for 4. Bring it to
the boil. Okay.
Yeah. So you bring it to the boil and then turn it down to very low. So it's not boiling, it's just like a little bubbling.
Yep.
Add that for 8 minutes and then off for 4.
You know, I have a tip for cooking rice as well.
Okay. Don't.
They come in the things that you can microwave.
Uncle Ben's.
Uncle Ben's. You just put in the microwave for 40 seconds.
For a little while, there was a little issue. People thought Uncle Ben's was racist.
No, that's Mrs. Butterworth, the syrup lady.
From Family Guy.
Yeah. I think it's a real thing.
That's how I recommend that you cook rice, now that I've learnt it from Brooke. Brooke might listen to the podcast.
Nice.
So if you do, Brooke, thank you for fixing the way I cook rice.
Welcome, Brooke.
What have you watched recently, Brett? Should I start? Because I've got something that I teased at the end of last episode.
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting all day.
I watched Ricky Stenicki.
I was going to watch that, but then it looked ridiculous.
You know what? It is.
Okay.
But it's okay, right?
Great.
It's not... No, actually, I'm going to start again. It's better than I thought.
Okay.
I've got a full review again on our Letterboxd. I watched it partly because I'd seen a few things come across my TikTok feed, but partly because I was like, people are going nuts for John Cena. Can he act?
I've never seen John Cena in anything. Wait.
Barbie.
But that doesn't count.
But like, people are going nuts about him, and he was naked at the Oscars. So I'm like, can this guy act? And the answer is yes.
Oh.
Yeah. It is directed by one of the Farrelly brothers.
Ah, Peter.
And it is considerably less problematic than anything of the Farrelly brothers that we've looked at on Two Drink Cinema. Which is, There's Something About Mary.
Yeah.
It's much less likely to be cancelled in 20 years, as some of them are close to being from the Farrelly brothers' day. The premise is that when these guys are kids, these three friends who are diverse enough to make a movie in 2024.
Uh-huh.
They burn accidentally as a Halloween prank, burn down someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they're running away, they leave behind something with Ricky Stenicki written on it.
Okay.
And thus invent an imaginary friend that is a scapegoat all the time. So like when they the janitor finds someone has blocked the toilet, they can blame Ricky Stenicki.
It's Ricky Stenicki.
Or right up until they need an excuse to go to the football instead of spending time with their girlfriends, they're like, oh, well, Ricky Stenicki is visiting. And so we have to go and catch up with him.
Even though nobody's met Ricky Stenicki.
Nobody's met Ricky Stenicki because he does aid work in Nairobi most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it get to a point where they have to up a Ricky Stenicki?
That's the thing. They meet John Cena, who is a very shit cabaret type person at Atlantic City.
Uh-huh.
So their last Ricky Stenicki excuse is that Ricky Stenicki's cancer's come back, so they have to drive to Albany, New York to visit him.
Mm-hmm.
But really they're going to Atlantic City because they got tickets to a concert.
Okay.
But while they're there, the redheaded one's wife goes into labor. But blah, blah, blah. Then they're having the bris, and so they're like, Ricky Stenicki needs to come.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ricky Stenicki has to come. So they hire John Cena, this bad cabaret show guy, to play Ricky Stenicki. And he nails it, and there's a bit of, tension of like something could go wrong, he's going to get found out, whatever.
Yep.
But it ends up actually being quite a nice story about friendship.
Okay, cool.
It was filmed in Australia.
I think I will watch it. Oh.
The women that play the redheaded guy and Zac Efron's mums are Australian, and you will recognise them. Yeah.
Are they adults?
Yeah. So they have mums. We still have mums.
Well, I didn't think they would be in the movie. I thought they were making up excuses to get out of things doing with their wife.
They are, but they have mums. So that there can be a thing of, like, don't you remember Ricky from when they were kids?
Oh, yes.
And the mum has this, like, Mandela effect memories of Ricky Stenicki that aren't actually real.
Why is it called Mandela effect?
That's a good question. And
is it Nelson? Is it to do with Nelson Mandela?
Well, I think so. And it actually just came up on my Google before because I Googled since when has the Pringles man winked? And there's a big Mandela effect about the Pringles guy and Mr. Monopoly having a monocle. They don't.
No, they don't.
And never have.
I would have thought the look, I'm pretty close with the Pringles guy. I know that he doesn't have a monocle.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Moneybags could have believed it was a monocle.
So, what is the Mandela effect? It's a type of false memory that occurs when many different people incorrectly remember the same thing. It refers to a widespread false memory that Nelson Mandela died in prison in the 80s.
Oh.
So, when Mandela got released in the 90s, a whole lot of people were like, I thought he died in prison.
Mm.
And then a whole lot of other people were like, I thought the Monopoly man had a monocle.
Yeah.
And the first group of people were like, well, this is real news. Nelson Mandela's being released from prison. Let's just pause the Monopoly game for a little
while. Yeah.
So that's where it comes from. When a group of people misremembers an historical event or person.
Okay.
Writer and researcher Fiona Broom coined the term over a decade ago when she created a website detailing her recollections of former South African President Nelson Mandela dying in prison in the 80s. He didn't die. He was released and became president again in 1994 and died in 2013. So, anyway, cool. Ricky Stenicki is pretty good. Yeah, filmed in Australia. There's a couple of moments where the mum's accents aren't great.
Oh, okay.
But it's actually a properly diverse cast.
Okay. Right?
There's Zac Efron, a redhead, and a black gay guy. They're the three main friends.
So, like, redheads are getting played by real redheads. Yeah, now.
They're actually getting played by real redheads. And then there's a person of different abilities in a boardroom.
Oh.
Along with some people of colour.
Okay.
The big company in the story is doing a merger with a company that is, the boss is a little person.
Oh, Peter Dinklage is in it.
No, an Australian little person who, thank God,
is actually Australian.
Has an Australian accent in the movie.
Okay, good.
And I was like, that is a diversity win for me too. He doesn't need to have a fake Australian accent, even though Ryan Shelton is in it and he doesn't do an accent super well. He's funny, but he doesn't do an American accent super well. But it's okay. He doesn't have many lines. I would recommend Ricky Stenicki. It is a light comedy and it is funny. And John Cena can actually act.
Okay, that's good. I will watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe on a day where I'm a bit hungover.
It's on Prime. I did, actually, Saturday when I was a bit hungover.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. While you were watching that, I was driving to Wodonga. Yeah, and by driving, I'm meaning somebody else was driving and I was in the car.
Yeah.
Look, I watched, speaking of things that are set in Australia, oh, that's not set in, speaking of things that were filmed in Australia.
Yes.
I watched a new Stan original series called Population 11.
Oh, I've seen that billboard on Corrett Creek Road.
Yeah, which is one of these, let's have an Australian kind of mystery, suspense, crime thing where everybody's Australian except the main guy.
Oh.
Which I don't quite understand why it needs to be that guy that you think you've seen in anything, but it's not the guy that you think it is.
Well, because it's Australian and we can't afford the guy that you actually think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, they did that other one with Jamie Dornan, but you know who he is. This guy's like, I think I've seen him in something.
Robin Hood, Jamie Dornan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taron Egerton's Robin
Hood. That's what everybody knows him for.
It's what I know him from.
Not for anything else.
Not from anything sexual.
Look, I watched one episode.
Okay.
It's all right. But it's like, oh, he's American. And it's like, oh, the Outback is hot and dangerous and Australians are stupid.
Oh.
It's a bit of that.
So it's him as an American realizing Australians are stupid.
Well, that's what it came off a little bit to me. And then there's something to do with aliens that it hasn't quite got to yet. And there's a little bit of a, like, cliffhanger at the end of the first episode. So I'll watch a bit more because it wasn't too bad. But it was just like, why can he not just be another Australian actor and it be an Australian series with all Australian people in it? He's not a big enough name that you go, oh, I'm going to watch that show with what's his name in it?
Is it so when it goes to American TV, there's one less character they have to put subtitles on?
Well, I don't know.
Is it worth watching other than that? Because I have thought about it.
It's all right.
What does the population 11 refer to? It's a very small town.
I'm pretty sure the town has a population of 12.
Oh, and someone dies.
Potentially. I think that's where it's going.
Like 10 little in the Agatha Christie book.
Sure.
I can't say the word.
You can just call it Mousetrap. 10
little soldiers.
Oh.
Which got transferred to, and then there were none.
Oh, what am I thinking of? Mousetrap is
a play.
Thing.
Yeah, oh, okay, cool. It's a separate thing. But it's called 10 Little Fufus, and because there's a rhyme, and the rhyme starts with 10 little
Fufus. Persons. Yeah.
And then one dies by one, and then there's none left, which I thought that's the way Glass Onion was going to go.
But it didn't.
It didn't. You're right. There's an increasing amount of internet talk saying that if we put enough pressure on Rian Johnson...
Oh, I'm up for this.
It can be a Muppet movie.
I'm down for Glass Onion, a Muppet mystery.
Knives Out, a Muppet mystery. So, Daniel Craig plays Benoit Blanc, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody else is a Muppet.
Everybody else is a Muppet.
Yeah. Okay. And you know who murdered them? I was going to say Yogi Bear.
I thought you were going to say Yosemite Sam.
Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear.
Waka waka.
So Miss Piggy has to play Ana de Armas, the Ana de Armas type character.
Yeah, because there's only one woman.
Yeah. Well, like he's offside a woman, but there's only one woman
Muppet,
other than the woman. Oh, in the band.
Is it Janice or something? Yeah. That doesn't have
Woman
fringe
in the Dr. Teeth's band.
Yeah.
There's a second series of that show coming out.
Okay.
They made a series of the band reforming.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, to record one last thing. I would be all for Knives Out, a Muppet Mystery.
I think it'd be great.
We are on the record.
Yeah.
I just think Disney, and I think there's talk of this on the internet too, Disney, instead of making live action versions of your classic animated movies, make Muppet versions of your live action movies that you own. So you own Disney, but you also own everything 20th Century Fox has ever put out.
Right.
So you could make like a Muppet movie of anything.
Muppet, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
You could make Muppet Ghostbusters.
Yuck.
Where all the people are Muppets and then the ghost is a person. That's not my best one.
No, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
What about Muppet Treasure Island?
Already made. All right.
No, Muppet.
10 movies Reddit wants to see remade with the Muppets, from Knives Out to one of your favourites.
Jumanji.
The Breakfast Club. The Muppets Remain.
Fuck
this
off.
Is from Collider.com. Knives Out 2019. We've said that, right? The Truman Show.
Nah.
They're all Muppets except for Truman.
Okay, that's...
As long as it's Jim Carrey. Again.
Yeah, it has to be Jim Carrey.
Not realising.
That's not bad.
Beauty and the Beast.
No.
I've heard this one, and they're saying everybody needs to be a Muppet, but the Beast needs to be like Henry Cavill attractive.
Oh, but they think
and
that's
ugly. And the Muppets
ugly.
Are like, oh my God, how can you possibly look like that? And the only way they accept him is when he comes
back into become
fairy, but that gets into another thing.
Bestial.
At the end of it, when he becomes a Muppet. Okay. It's the only way he becomes attractive.
Oh, that's funny,
and
actually.
Then he becomes Fozzie Bear. Waka no, waka. Fozzie Bear's going to play Belle's dad.
Well, Kermit's Gaston.
Kermit's Gaston.
Well, Belle's Miss Piggy.
Belle's Miss Piggy. So who does he become? Animal. And then they like him?
That's funny.
Yeah. We just wrote it.
Because then he doesn't need to have any lines.
Die Hard? Collider said Die Hard is a Christmas classic, just by the way.
So Bruce Willis is Bruce Willis and everybody else is
so
a Muppet?
The Redditor casts the film as Kermit is McLean, Fozzie is Al Powell, Gonzo is Hans Gruber. But you have to have a human.
I think that, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
This one's good. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
How'd you do, Ray? That was terrible, sorry. Okay, how do you
that was not bad, actually.
How do you do a Kermit? What's Kermit?
Reddit user Omega Trees says they immediately hear Miss Piggy singing Creature of the Night. The cast fills itself out with Muppets pretty easily, as Kermit and Miss Piggy seem perfect for Brad and Janet, while the outgoing Gonzo would make a good Frankenfurter.
That's... No, I would say Gonzo would make a good Riffraff.
Riffraff. Yeah. Who gets to be Rocky then? A human.
Or do you make Frankenfurter a human? Or do you make Dr. Scott a human?
You could.
Well, no, who's... Because they're all from Transsexual Transylvania, so they should be Muppets. So then Brad and Janet
Brad and Janet are humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they should be. That's right.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction, no.
Whereas Miss Piggy should be Frankenfurter.
Robin Hood?
No.
I feel like that's something that they should have already done.
Yeah.
This one, we've reviewed this one.
Speed 2.
12 Angry Men.
Oh, Jesus. So everybody's a Muppet except Henry Fonda.
Due to its low-key production values, 12 Angry Men would be pretty simple for the Muppets to recreate.
And there's no women.
Oh, they haven't cast it, though. Like, come on, people. If you're going to do it, cast it. Who would you cast it? Well, it's just 12 Muppets. I don't like that one.
No.
Of these people, which person, which character would you make a human, right, in this movie? The Matrix.
Neo seems an obvious one.
Yeah.
Or would you go Mr. Anderson?
Could you
not
make
he's the agent?
Could
Smith.
You make Mr. Anderson a human, and then Neo Kermit
in form?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if it's oh? What if they're humans when they're in the real world? Everyone's a human, and when they're in the Matrix, everyone's a Muppet.
Everyone's a Muppet, except for when Agent Smith infiltrates the real world.
Yeah,
he's a human.
Everyone's a real human in the real world. He stays a Muppet.
Oh, Muppets in the Matrix.
In the Matrix, everyone's a Muppet.
Okay, he stays a Muppet. Yeah, I got my worlds confused.
And Miss Piggy's the woman in the red dress.
Miss Piggy's clearly Trinity. Because Miss Piggy already can judo chop people.
Oh, my God. I would love Fozzie Bear as Morpheus.
That'd be great,
Do
actually.
Do you want the red?
And... Yeah, that works. So Kermit is
Neo.
Neo.
Miss Piggy in the real world. Yeah.
So they're all Muppets.
No, they're Muppets in the Matrix.
No, but the Muppets have to be the heroes. Oh, in the first Matrix, in the Matrix world, there's where they do their hero stuff.
That's
yeah. Okay.
There's only one Matrix, Lee.
There's one and two half.
Well,
Matrixes.
No, because we're not remaking with Jada Pinkett. And fucking the second one. Anyway.
That's true.
They're good. We could do that. Let's write it. Thanks for listening. We're going to write a Muppet movie.
Yeah. For this week, for Two Drink Cinema, we're reviewing Jumanji.
Yes. So you know what I did.
What would you make the Muppet Jumanji? If I could, I'd still put Robin Williams in it, just because you can. Judy and Peter.
Everybody would be a Muppet except for Robin Williams.
Yeah, I reckon.
It's the only way it really works.
Yeah. Except for the Hunter, maybe.
But then it's also his dad.
Yeah.
I don't
Last
think it
week
works.
We did Frozen. It's animated. Doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
But Disney also owns it. So you could do a Muppet Frozen.
Nah. Can you imagine that? They don't have enough women.
That's true. They'd have to invent a woman Muppet. They have the daughters of Miss Piggy from Christmas Carol that look exactly like Miss Piggy.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, Jumanji is what we're doing this week anyway for Two Drink Cinema. I just wanted to put that in there.
So because we were doing a movie that was about a board game, I watched the movie Clue, which is...
Tim Curry.
Yeah, which is epic cast.
Yep. I've not seen it.
It's actually really good.
1985.
Yeah.
Good year.
It was... very funny. Like, it's a bit of slow start. I'm like, this could just be stupid. And then there were some moments in it that were really funny. And everybody in the cast, except all the main cast, are like...
Michael McKean is a funny man.
Yeah. All the cast are like, oh, I've seen him in something. I've seen her in something.
Yeah.
She was in Will and Grace. Oh, she was in Will and Grace.
Christopher Lloyd had a big year.
Yeah.
1985.
Yeah, completely different characters.
Professor Plum.
Not that different.
And Dr. Brown.
Yeah, but no, very funny. I would recommend it.
All right, I'll add it to the list.
Mm.
We didn't ask a big question last week.
No.
But this I want to ask of the listeners.
Mm.
A friend of yours.
Friend of mine.
Has said that our show name is, quote, Savage.
Because not savage.
Regular listeners will know that we have another brother.
That's why we're two out of three brothers. Yeah.
So our name on the socials is Two Out of Three Brothers. We're Two Drink Cinema.
Yeah. And
this is Two Out of Three Recommend.
Yeah.
Is it savage to make the name of our podcast obvious that there is one of us not participating? I was going to say not included, but like the offer's there.
Yeah.
I'd have to rearrange the studio.
No, you can just sit there.
No, but then he's looking straight at the camera. And also, you two hate us sitting in order.
Well, either way, we're going to be in order.
No, but if he sits there and you sit there...
Then it's in order this way.
Yeah, okay, but it's not... That makes sense as an order. This doesn't make sense as an order. Because you're going around the table. You don't go across the table and then to the end.
It's clockwise.
No, but still, if you're working in a restaurant, you wouldn't name the seat the numbers 1, 2, 3.
Well, I probably wouldn't aggressively point at someone with a pair of scissors either.
Sorry.
Our name is not Savage. There are three brothers. Two of us are here.
Do you think, tell us in the Facebook group, if you think excluding one brother from the title of our podcast is, quote, savage. We agree. It's not a big question for us.
No.
Whether or not we agree it's savage, it's already our Instagram handle. We can't change it now.
Yeah. And you know what? If it is savage, I'm a savage. There's a Beyonce, Megan Thee Stallion song called Savage. I was going to try sing it, but then I don't think I can say half the words.
You can say, like I did. Thanks for listening to another episode of 2 Out of 3 Recommend. Like and subscribe. Join the Facebook group and tell us whether or not you think the title of our podcast is Savage. If you're the other brother, you can also tell us if you think it is Savage. What I think is Savage. I don't think I've used his name except for last week.
Who?
The other brother.
That's Savage.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for listening to 2 Out of 3 Recommend. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast was produced and pay our respects to elders past and present.
If you'd like to support the podcast and become a member, gaining early access to episodes and an exclusive episode each month, sign up as a member using the link in the show notes.
If there's something you'd like to recommend to us, get in touch on the socials or in our Facebook group.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app or on YouTube. Leave us a rating and review and tell your friends.